Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate Network Title. Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019, or you can check us out online anytime at BricksTwinCities.com. Go to our publications page. Check out all the free educational information that we have about not only what's going on with the Twin Cities market, but some other great pieces to help you through the home buying or selling process. Also, you can check us out on our Facebook page, where you can see us record most Tuesdays around noon. Just look for the little, I was going to say the house with glasses, but that's the old intro. I'm going to look for the little house with smoke coming up out of it or something. For the Twin Cities Real Estate Show.
Now they're confused. Yeah. They'll never find it.
No, we're in trouble.
All right, so today we are talking about the changing scene of real estate brokerages in the Twin Cities and nationally. You brought up a great stat, Danny, where something like 50% of all agents now are with more small companies.
I believe it's 51% are now with independent brokerages. So you tend to see the big brokerages kind of get, they're the most visible.
Yeah.
But the majority of agents are now with independents.
Wow. Now, I suppose I should do proper introductions. We have Danny Dietl again with us this week. He is the broker with Bricks Real Estate, and business partners with myself and my brother. Thank you again for coming in.
Yeah. Yes. My favorite part of doing the show, by the way, is when Kirk does his Uber radio voice in the intro.
Welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show.
Also, happy birthday to Kirk Duckwall here.
Oh, thank you.
Which was on Saturday.
Yes.
So, how young are you, Kirk?
39.
You caught up to me.
every year.
Still a young Bronco.
I'll pull away here in March.
And we have Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage in with us today. So, yeah, you know, what I really wanted to talk about is, you know, Bricks Real Estate, company that, you know, I was excited to make the move to. You, I'm sure, Danny, were excited to start. And the benefits that we were seeing as why it makes sense to make this move to help our customers, right? And create some freedoms and opportunities there. You know, a lot of people think it's always about the money. Agents sometimes think it's about the money. Why do you make the move from company to company? And I looked at it as what advantages could I provide to my clients? So I really wanted to talk to start with is why did you, Danny, decide to make the move? And I'll chime in with a little bit of the reasons I decided to make that jump. So, you know, I was with a big local brokerage for 5 years, and you were with another big one, my brother as well. He was, I think, what, he was with like 7 years?
Yep. Oh. Yeah, I mean, I started with a big national company and still friends with a lot of people there. So, you know, this is by no means a conversation about, you know, one model necessarily being better than the other one. But for us, you know, going independent boutique has proved to be so. One, it's given us a lot of flexibility on how we want to run our businesses. And so the important thing, if you go back to the history of kind of like real estate brokerages and how it used to work, you know, agents had the MLS book. So all the listings were in one book. And
Can we go back to that?
I mean, technology is cyclical. You know, I'm a believer in that. And pagers are coming back, and I'm opening, you know, Beeper King here down the road. But there was actually a real benefit in working with the big brokerages because they had – things were in-house more. And technology has been the great equalizer.
I think then they were, in a sense, they were the creators of a lot of the technology. The early technology were the big companies, in a sense.
Sure.
You know.
Right. But even before then, though, right, the listings were – you know, you were with a big brokerage. They had the majority of the listings. You had to go where the listings were.
Right.
Now, you know,
yeah.
So the internet has been the equalizer of allowing for different business models and different voices. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we use IDX, which is the sharing of listings on our websites. So that's all changed, and it's allowed for just a whole variety of different voices and a different way of doing business. And, you know, ultimately you find what works best for you. And being boutique for us has allowed us, given us a lot of advantages as we're creative. We just won the Inman Innovator for most innovative brokerage in the country. And that's because,
I'm always brings a smile to my face because I never would have thought a brokerage of 20 some agents took down a national company.
Yeah. You know, our budget has like one comma, right? You know, and a lot of these companies are in the Trace Commas Club, and they're billion-dollar valuations, $1 billion in debt. And we've been able to do it with ideas and being flexible and creative. And
necessarily being tied to a board of directors, you know, I think in a sense allows you to move quicker on things.
And that, but it's, you know, there is a conversation to be had around public versus private.
Right.
And really in any industry, and that's not to take away from public companies. I mean, they do a lot of great things, but in an environment that is as fluid as ours is right now, public companies are responsible first and foremost to their shareholders.
Right.
Before agents, before consumers. Now, you can talk about what benefits the agent and the consumer can benefit investors, but when they look at things in very short durations of, quarterly, what are the returns now? We don't have that. We can make the decision as owners and say, which we've done up until now, is that we're not trying to make money on the brokerage at this point. So we put everything back in to benefit our agents and the clients. And if we had investors that we were responsible to,
we wouldn't have that money to free up to do those kind of things.
Right. We would be responsible to this other entity and we would have to make other decisions.
Right.
Well, just joining you guys at your annual party was eye-opening for me. You know, seeing the fun that your clients were having, and it was downpouring, for God's sake. Yeah. I mean, literally, most people at a party would scatter and look for the insides. People were dancing in the rain. It was a really cool thing. So
it's fun. When you talk about the environment and the culture that we're able to create here, and that's part of it, right? That our clients really do enjoy what we're providing and the experience and what they learn through this process. I always talk about it's not about selling a house. It's about providing education and making people comfortable, being that guide through the process, not the hero of it. I think
you're my hero.
You're my hero, Danny.
Who's Chad's hero? All right, anyway.
So the
that's a long
the,
story.
Well, yeah, I mean the environment and the culture. I mean I remember I felt, you'd walk in where I was previously, and I always felt I was in competition with everybody else there. And here it's just this open, free sharing of what the market's doing and the knowledge and the things that we're doing that are working. Right, that we're finding successful, I think is a great asset to not only agents but then to the clients as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything that we
do. it's truly best practices. I mean, if especially our focus on contracts and negotiations, right? Because we know in the end that benefits our clients. And the more our clients benefit, the more it kind of comes back to us.
We're constantly sharing ideas about what. Things can we put into amendments, and what can we put into the purchase agreement that will provide those protections and help people out and hopefully give our clients a little bit of an edge as we're out there, because we are competing against these other companies and their contracts and stuff. So, yeah, when we come back from the commercial break, I kind of want to talk a little bit about the marketing, more about the technology, the adaptability, exposure, authenticity, as you said, and the experience that we have here. So we're going to take a quick commercial break. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. I really want to do that in like my deep radio voice again.
I was a little disappointed.
All right, we'll be right back.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Are you looking for the smarter way to buy and sell homes? Check out HouseGeeks.com. The HouseGeeks with Bricks Real Estate have the experience, tools, and technology to get you the best value. At HouseGeeks.com, you will be able to download their free home search app, easily set up appointments, or request your free home and neighborhood market assessment. Remember, the HouseGeeks, the smarter way to buy and sell homes.
Hi, this is Chad from AM950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM950 grow this summer, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
My closing is falling apart, my stuff's in a van, I have to rent storage space, and that will cost money I don't plan on spending, and the sellers are threatening to sue. My loan officer never called much, so I thought things were fine. Now I have to start over.
Avoid costly last-minute disasters by choosing an experienced local loan officer. Call iLoan at 877-373-4467 or visit iLoanHomeMortgage.com. iLoan Home Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 4474.
Listening to Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. Today we are talking about the changing scene of real estate brokerages here in the Twin Cities and nationally as well. Started off the show talking about how, you know, more than 50% of agents now are with these smaller brokerages out there.
Independent
brokerages.
Independent can be, you know, size isn't necessarily a thing. It's just...
Well, yeah, and you know, I think a consumer should do their due diligence and do their research and pick a company based on, you know, especially, you know, with listings and whatnot, the what is truly being provided, what benefits does that provide? Because there are a lot of large companies that provide some great services, and agents will jump to a smaller company only for the purpose to put more money in their pocket, not necessarily to provide more benefits to their clients. So you do want to become that educated consumer as you're shopping around for an agent. You know, so we definitely see that in our industry. There's a lot of agents that just
So to that point, while the conversation here is, you know, independent and franchise, there are all sorts of varieties within those two subcategories as well, right? So, you know, while we're independent and so are hundreds of other companies, we differentiate substantially from them. And same with the big brands amongst themselves.
Yep. Well, one thing I've talked about over and over and over, anybody who listens to the show, is, you know, calculating, asking about that, you know, what is your price per square foot as adjusted to the market average gives you a good idea of the benefits that an agent will provide. If you want more information on how to do this calculation, always reach out. Facebook, email, the support at Bricks Twin Cities. I have a great video on that and explains why that's an important calculation. I remember sitting down with a listener one time and I showed him that and he's like, oh my gosh, that makes complete sense.
Give a quick description.
Okay, so what you're doing is you take the median sale price of a particular company, which doesn't necessarily show what kind of a job that they're doing, because maybe they have a higher price clientele or a lower price clientele. And then you're making that percentage of adjustment, the spread difference, to whatever the median, Twin Cities median is. That's the adjusted. Then what you'll find is if their number, after being adjusted up or down based on if there's their median on their own is higher or lower, will then show if they are outperforming or underperforming. And some of the stats that you will see will blow your mind. You hear about these companies bragging about low commissions. Well, you should see the returns that you get from those. You pay for what you get. So, but yeah, I have a whole video on that and why that is a great calculator of the value a company provides. Okay, so changing scene of brokerages. We were kind of talking about this in the last segment, but the adaptability that we have as a smaller company, I think, is key because, I mean, how quick can the market change?
Overnight.
Right.
Yeah.
It can change overnight. And so to be able to adjust things and change to whatever the market may be doing and to get the information out there fast to try to help our clients, I think, is imperative.
So the analogy I would use there is I grew up playing soccer and I had a British soccer coach. I won't try and do the impression here, but
why not?
Come on, Donnie. anyways, we were 12, 13 years old, and we're playing a team with this big, huge defender. And he talked about he was slow to turn, and it was like turning a freighter in the English Channel. Very difficult to do. And that is true. And, you know, in a landscape, in a lot of industries right now is, you know, you get to a certain size and you have to service so many people making decisions. One, they take a lot of time. By the time you get to a point where you're actually making a decision to implement something, the landscape
can change completely. And this is with technology.
Yeah.
That's the one of the biggest, right? That if you take 6 months to do something.
Well, and we know this. I mean, isn't to say that we haven't made mistakes or implemented things that
maybe we didn't need to
or could have made better decisions, but we can correct very, very quickly.
Yes.
Right.
We're kind of going to a point too where we can do it with outside tech, and a lot of companies are building their own tech.
Well, yeah, they're spending, you know, millions.
Yeah.
And millions of dollars to build their own tech. And honestly, I think, you know, this is one of the main reasons that I kind of left the larger company was, you know, everything was trying to be done in-house. In-house title, in-house mortgage, in-house tech, everything there. When actually in my opinion, the better stuff, the better things for my clients was outside.
Yes.
It's outside title. It's outside tech.
It's virtually impossible to be best of class in every category.
Right.
And by not having that all in-house, Maybe that means different, fewer revenue sources for it. But if that provides for a better consumer experience, we're going to go the better consumer experience all day long.
Right.
All day, every day. That's a big thing in the market now is everybody wants to, or not everybody, but you know, a lot of these companies out there, real estate, mortgage, title, whatever it is, they all want to be in one, like you were saying.
Right.
And what if the customer doesn't want to do that?
Right.
You know, are you providing the best service to that client?
Yeah, well, it seems a little pushy. It seems less authentic in a sense, right? Instead of here are who I think are the best people out there. I mean, honestly, you know, mortgage-wise, that's why I have you, Chad. In my opinion, you're one of the best that's out there that provides the best. You're not in-house with me. You know?
Even if, let's say all those categories were best, there's still the perception because now you have the additional revenue sources.
And in-house home inspector. Yeah, that just sounds really good, doesn't it?
Good luck with
that. Okay, we're not doing that.
No.
Take that off the whiteboard. But yeah, you know, you've got the perception versus reality. So the reality could be, you know, they provide a, you know, decent service across the board. But if you're getting paid on all three of them, you know, again, just different models. For us, it makes sense to be flexible and work with best of class, which is not in-house on everything.
Well, and one of the things that I know that we have really focused on for the most part, not to say we haven't done some branding things here and there, but really putting our marketing dollars into things like the Bricks Report. And I know you got a copy right there, Danny. So those who are watching on Facebook Live, you know, this is something that is available and free online. You just go under the Bricks Twin Cities under publications, and you can see this. And this is a bunch of great information on what has the market done, where do we think it's going, to keep people, you know, apprised as to what is going on with one of the biggest investments they'll ever make in their life. Right.
And boy, were we right this time.
I've used that as a loan officer.
I haven't looked back and read it since we did it.
You're pretty spot on.
Good.
So
don't read our first one. Just kidding.
So, I mean, and we have that new home buyer book, which we took, you know, the experience of all of our agents. You know, we wrote the first one and then got more information, put out the second one, added 10 more pages to it. Of really what should you know as a home buyer. This is not a first-time home buyer's guide. This is a home buyer's guide. You know, people always say, I know what I'm doing. I've bought three or four homes. Guess what? I did that last week.
Yeah.
Right? So imagine doing that kind of level all the time and then having, you know, 20 agents interjecting their thoughts as to how to handle this. That's why it's there. It's a home buyer guide. And I'm sure even if you've bought 3, 4, 5, 10 homes, you're going to find something in there because I know I did, you know, from other agents.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, it's high level stuff. This isn't.
Yeah.
We didn't write a book with, you know, contact your agent for like the real secrets. It's like.
This is stuff a lot of agents don't even know.
Yeah. Well, no, I know that because they're downloading our book.
Right. Well, it's the special sauce. You know, it's like, you know, you have a team of 20 agents. No one's trying to hide information from each other. Right. You can go to your website and download that book, like you said, but other agents out in the industry are learning from that, you know. So
we got just about a minute left. You know, we're talking about that experience. You know, one of the things that we've found is that's one thing that's really different about us. I mean, our agents, they have good experience. We look for the agents that have the, you know, a good amount of experience out there. And so that way we're really trying to provide the best that we can across the board. And that helps that culture, helps that environment out there. Not to say we don't have newer agents, but we make sure that we put them with one of the more experienced agents. We don't just let them go and go out there. We want to make sure they have an environment to succeed in. Any questions, give us a call, 651-303-0019. Thanks again, Danny and Chad, for coming in. We'll see you next week.